The recent false alarm at the Washington Navy Yard has insider threats on the mind of employees at military bases all over the country. The Defense Department has a long list of recommendations to protect itself better against insider threats. The Government Accountability Office issued 79 of them after the Fort Hood shooting in 2009, but DOD doesn't know how it's doing on those recommendations. Joe Kirschbaum is Director of Defense Capabilities and Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office and looking at this in a report to the House Armed Services Committee. Joe, thanks for coming on the program. As always, you write about activity the Pentagon's taken as a result of the Fort Hood shooting. What have they done and how well have they done it? Thanks for your time today, Joe.
Absolutely. Good afternoon, Francis. The Department of Defense has long had established processes and procedures and techniques to do what they call anti-terrorism force protection. So that's protecting military personnel that are located on installations and facilities from threats from outside the wire, as it were, outside the fence line. And the department has done very well in establishing those processes over the years. Now, obviously, in terms of insider threats, now the problem is vastly more complex because you're talking about threats from inside the wire, from people who, by definition, you've given access to. So that makes the problem a little more complex. And as the shootings in Fort Hood, in 2009, the Navy Yard shootings in 2013, and indeed the shootings at Fort Hood in 2014, all kind of exposed some of these weaknesses in planning and coordination and trying to overcome that seemingly insurmountable problem of how to deal with insider threats. The Department of Defense has taken action on most of the vast number of recommendations that the independent reviews of those events came out with. They're like 79 from Fort Hood, and they've taken action on most of them. Our particular issue with those was not that the department is not taking action, is that it's having some problems kind of squaring the circle on who's taking what actions at what installation level and making sure that they have a good tally of those at the department level.
Joe, what struck me as I read this report was that this seems to me to be more of a monitoring and oversight issue than an execution issue. The terminology that I saw time after time after time in this report is that it struck me that the point that you were trying to make is that a lot of the progress right now is unknowable because of the lack of information sharing and the lack of communication between the branch and OSD level, where it sounded like if I wanted to make it more casual what you wrote, I would have written, they could be doing great things, but we just don't know how to get that information and collect it all together. Am I on the right track? Did I read between the lines correctly?
Yeah, I think you're on the right track. As I said, our primary concern, especially once we got into the work, was not that they're not taking action. So we went to a number of facilities, and we found some examples of outstanding actions they're taking that are directly relevant to those recommendations that were already made, and even in some cases over and above those recommendations. The issue, as you pointed out, is that in order for the department to kind of maintain that momentum on progress overall, and particularly down at the installation level, that those lessons, those good actions need to be shared and need to be tested throughout the department. So that's kind of where the weaknesses is. And then some of it's just a number crunch drill. So for example, a military service might have considered a recommendation addressed if actions were underway at a certain number of facilities but not completed, whereas someone else might have said they're only addressed if they're complete. So some of those are just accounting issues.
So you get right at the crux of this. You write, officials from the 8 U.S. installations GAO visited identified actions taken to protect against insider threats. However, DOD isn't sharing all the information about such actions because DOD officials aren't consistently using existing mechanisms to share information, such as lessons learned information systems and anti-terrorism web portals. Where are they going wrong? Were you able to get a sense of why they're not using this information? Is there some kind of an accessibility problem, or did they just not think of it, or is it impractical to use the mechanisms that exist now, or some other issue, or none of the above?
I think the mechanisms are out there, and they've used them successfully and actually in the force protection issue before. That's a very common tool for them to share these ideas. I think if I had to kind of project, I think the insider threats issue is it's such a highly emotional issue, and they're moving out so fast on some of these recommendations, they're probably not taking the time to think about how best to share with the people to the left and right of them. And those we saw examples that when we talked about some of those issues, like the joint lessons learned system, using anti-terrorism conferences to share these information, all of these things are tools that these folks already use. So it resonated with them. Yes, this is the kind of thing they should be doing. And the good news from our perspective is they do recognize this at the installation level, and then at the department level, they're also were very eager to hear about the results of some of our visits, so they in turn can kind of build those into lessons learned from the top and then work them down.
So there's a will to do this, it sounds like, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Joe Kirschbaum of the Government Accountability Office, looking at information sharing and oversight against insider threats in the Department of Defense. This report says officials from three military services stated they generally don't monitor the implementation of the recommendations from the Fort Hood Independent Review at the installation level. Do we have a sense of why that is, Joe? That seems like maybe one of the most elementary things that could happen to make sure that progress is made here.
Absolutely. And as I mentioned before, I think a lot of it is a matter of definitions. You know, what constitutes a fully implemented recommendation? You know, is it just action underway or is it action completed? And there's disagreements between that methodology, between, you know, the services and DOD. So they're actually working on that now to kind of make sure they're all on the same sheet of music, because it is fundamentally important to understand where you are in order to understand where you're going.
And that's the major recommendation. You have two primary recommendations here. Use the existing mechanisms that they have already and improve the consistency of reporting and monitoring of the implementation of the recommendations, essentially better information sharing.
Yes, and particularly at the installation level. That's where these incidents are occurring, in order to ensure that we're doing the best we can at those installations. You've got to figure out where we are.
And you mentioned the goodwill that you ran into as far as wanting to know what other branches and other installations are doing. So there's an infrastructure of people out there who are receptive to implementing these recommendations. I imagine that was quite refreshing as you started to talk to people.
Well, it was. I mean, and as I said, I mean, this in a way, it's a much more elevated level of emotion, because you're talking about not only protecting the people who are going into harm's way, you know, for the Republic, you're talking about protecting your brothers and sisters to the left and right of you. So they're very eager to hear about something somebody else is doing that they might be able to do.